Exactly. There's a video of a woman going going around on socials today, boys. She's a US woman named Nicole. Mm-hmm. And she has revealed in this video the one thing she wished she knew before getting married. Before we play you what Nicole has said, 131060, we're going to ask you the same thing. What do you wish you knew before getting married? Maybe it's something to do with married life in general.
Right.
Maybe it's something specifically about your partner you wish you knew. Maybe, like Nicole, it's to do specifically with the wedding day. This is what Nicole had to say, what she wished she knew before tying the knot.
Let's talk about one of my biggest wedding regrets. Hear me out. Do not show anyone your wedding dress before your wedding day, and here's why. I was showing mine to literally anybody who asked. I'm not kidding, whether it was a friend, a distant relative, a coworker, I was doling photos of that dress out like hotcakes, and I regret it. People are bad liars, and no matter how hard they try, if they don't like your dress, when you show them that photo, it will show on their face. Their true feelings will show. So even if you truly love your dress and feel great in it, those little opinions will subconsciously start to taint your perspective of your own dress.
Right.
Exactly. So it was her biggest regret was showing anyone and everyone her wedding dress. And I know that's usually a bit of a rule. You want it to be a surprise for everyone. Yeah. But even for me, I know the only person who hadn't seen my dress really was Angus. And when I was tossing up between two in particular, I nearly very well showed him the two, going, which one do you want to see? Oh. And a girlfriend of mine texted me, she's a bit psychic, and went, I know you're thinking of showing Angus. Don't do it.
She's
don't
a bit
do
psychic.
It. Well, she knew in that.
She knew. She was charging at crystals and she just went, oh, Jess is going
to
show.
I was about to show. I seriously was sitting in bed, literally going back and forth these pics, was about to show Angus my phone.
Yeah.
And this text from Mel came through saying, I know you're about to show Gussie.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
You're
don't
also
do
not
it.
Very good with surprises.
Not. Not.
Logic would say that. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's the biggest regret for this woman. She was like, it really tainted the whole experience for me. So the one thing I wish I knew before getting married is, don't be so open with some of the secrets, like the dress. It'll taint your whole opinion of the day.
Yeah, I think my big one is I would like to have learned how to use contraception better because, Georgette, 8 weeks pregnant, accidentally at our wedding with twins, feeling violently ill for the whole day and then having to just carry around half a glass of champagne for the whole day so nobody knew.
Must have been such an average time for her.
Oh, man.
Not to mention the honeymoon you went on without her.
That's right, with the boys instead.
It was boys and girls?
Yeah, some of your exes.
Oh, my God, was an ex-girlfriend?
No.
Thought there was.
That's a big one, though. Yeah, this is a good case for why we should be teaching younger boys and girls about our bodies and about sex education and health education. So Gilly wouldn't have made this mistake.
You should go to schools and do a sex ed course. Hi.
Oh, my God, with Harold the giraffe?
I'm walking out for contraception. You and Harold.
Hi, Harold, with his glasses now.
I think mine would be at the wedding. Mine would be specifically at the wedding. It's not to seat the oldies near the band. Don't do
who
that.
Who was it?
Morgan's granddad went up and unplugged our band while they were playing and short-circuited everything and killed their like switchboard, and they nearly couldn't play music again right before our first dance and the D-floor was about to kick off. That wedding had so many issues leading into it anyway. Last thing I needed was the band not to work.
Oh, man.
Oh, God, because they were sitting right nearby the speakers.
Just old and seen, and no one knew he was going to do that. I've never seen him act that way before, and he got up and he just went up to the band and went, you're too loud, and pulled the cord.
Wow. When you get to that age, though, it's like, I know,
you know,
I'm assuring myself, exactly, I don't care. I don't like it. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to change it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So many organisational things you do learn from the wedding.
Oh,
though,
heaps.
There?
Yeah,
exactly.
So
131060, what do you wish you knew before getting married? As we said, could be about the wedding day in particular.
Yeah.
Or just about married life in general.
Yes. Give us a call.
Talia's in Rutherford. Hi, Talia.
Hi. How you going?
Great. What do you wish you knew before getting married?
I wish I knew that my husband was a cheater.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that sentiment on the Instagram where a lot of people were saying, don't do it. You can relate to that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I'm sorry to hear this. Had it happened before the marriage?
Yeah, I found out a week before.
Okay. But you're engaged and you're about to tie the knot and then that comes to light.
Yeah.
Okay, that's definitely something you want to know.
That's a tough one.
That's
a
tough one.
Yeah, you want to know that one. I don't know who can warn you about that one, though, you know?
True, besides the mistresses.
That's true.
It'd be might be a nice sisterhood thing to do.
Common courtesy for them
common
to do
courtesy.
It. FYI, before you get married, I'm sleeping with your partner.
Yeah, maybe don't go through with it.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It does suck.
Thank you,
Talia. Monique is in Cessnock on 13 1060. Monique, what did you wish you knew before getting married?
Look, guys, I honestly wish I didn't do my wedding bouquets the night before my wedding.
The night before? Why were you wrapping flowers the night before?
I did 6 bouquets. I was trying to save money for the honeymoon because we're going to Vegas in America where it's meant to be well spent. And, yeah, I did 6 bouquets and it was so stressful and I thought, what an idiot. I would have rathered, like, had one less cocktail to do that.
Wow, yeah, you were, yeah, trying to save a few bucks sometimes.
So she was trying to make the bouquets.
Trying to make them herself instead of paying a florist.
They are very expensive.
They are, but the effort? Who can be bothered?
But it's so time consuming. Always takes so much longer than you anticipate.
Exactly.
Reminds me, we got out, so we obviously, Morgan had bouquets for the wedding or whatever. There's some style, some flowers.
Please don't say whatever. Like, that's obviously a big decision for her. You need to act like it was a very good decision.
How much money those things cost. And then, you know what her brother and sister got us as a present?
A bouquet?
A framed, 2 of the flowers from Morgan's bouquet framed. And I was like, what the hell am I going to do with that?
Was it like pressed?
Yes, pressed and framed.
Like they put it in the book.
Yep, it's framed. I was like, great. This is so good. It's all my dreams come true. Got a flower.
That's a great gift. Every time you look at it, you'll remember Morgan walking down the aisle.
You know what's funny? When we opened it, I was like, where are they from?